Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages. Well, no, if you're under 18, get it. I mean it, like, seriously. Bye. But only because this is an 18 plus website. Well, subreddit. Now, I'm actually going to do something I haven't done in what feel like ages. I'm going to do a questionnaire. It's actually a questionnaire by someone I know. It's JM Delphi. And I had a look at it, and there's no way I could pass it up. So, let's get right to it. Question one. For noobs especially, what would you like to be called? Now, I'm not a noob. I do get called a noob, especially the last few days. It's been quite a lot. But, what I like to be called, I don't care. Todd, Toddster, my actual name, your dirty haggis daddy, whatever, just, I'm not fussed. My most impressive or go-to party trick. Besides the fact I can drink an ungodly amount, it would have to be dislocating my joints. It doesn't sound very impressive, but normally I do end up at parties with my hands tied behind my back or whatnot, and it's always entertaining to watch me escape. What is the first musical artist you remember hearing, or your favourite childhood artists or bands? Now, the first one that I ever remember hearing would have been Mr. Big with Just Be the One. What the fuck's that song actually called? Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Everyone knows the song. Shut it. But my favourite childhood artists were Metallica, AC/DC, Thin Lizzy, Alex Harvey, Thunder. Nothing much has changed. What did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be a soldier. I wanted to join the army. And I done it. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? Yes. The Proclaimers. My favourite smell? Food. I'm very food orientated. So it'd probably be food. It has to smell nice, so not like that food that smells like fucking rank, but tastes amazing. No, it has to smell nice. How did you find GWA? Well, I was in a bit of a rut, shall we say. Just moving the microphone. I was in a bit of a rut. You see, normal porn loses its appeal when you take 2+ hours to get off. And then I stumbled across GUIs, which were all well and good, except very limited on the video format. So of course I started looking elsewhere. Now, I used to go on Literotica a lot, and I'd seen that they had some audio stuff, so I figured I would check that out. But while looking for that, instead of just going to Literotica and going down to it, I decided to use Google, and I stumbled across an audio by Bad Girl UK, and that was it. From there, I was hooked. It went from there to the subreddit to that was me, to me joining. So, you can blame her for all of my audios. Yeah. What's your favourite kind of audio? Real. Something real. I'm not talking like two people fucking in an outhouse. I'm talking the script has to be just right, or it has to be improv. And the person performing has to really mean what they're saying. Even if they don't mean it, they have to sound like they mean it. The perfect example is Nicol Silver makes a lot of phenomenal scripts. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. There was one filled that went up not that long ago by Lady V, who done it perfectly. It was done perfectly. That sort of thing. I'm just name drop. Has GWA taught you anything about yourself? For example, have you discovered any unexpected kinks? It has taught me a lot about myself. Now, I'm not going into detail. This is not a sob story. Life has been pretty shit to me. There's a lot of stuff that I haven't fully dealt with yet, if that makes sense. So, I can get extremely dark. I mean, I'm talking really dark. For example, my last audio that I uploaded before this one, it's bad. I mean, it's really bad. But I always knew that that was there. I always knew it was not too hard to get in touch with. I didn't realise how easy it would be to fall into that sort of thing. I mean, normally I'm like, you know what, fuck it. But this time it was very easy. But unlike normal, where I'm a raging mess for a few days, it was really easy to get out of. Cat, what do you want? You have ruined so many things for me. Oh, okay, hugs. Sorry, I'm being hugged by a cat. Oh, you want to hold hands now? George, I do not want... Ah, you bastard! Okay, he's gone. But no, it was really easy to get out of it this time, which is a massive bonus. As for kinks, you see, I'm a dominant person by trait. I'm a sadist by nature. It is what I am, not what I do. 9 times out of 10, I'm not trying to take control. I'm not trying to be the big man on campus. But it ends up happening. People quite happily give a fair amount of say to me. And I don't know why. It just happens. But I have discovered something I've never discovered in person through GWA, is I really like a power struggle. I want to be challenged. I don't want it to be just given to me, if that makes any sense. I hope that makes sense. What sort of qualities draw you to your favourite performers? As I said, they are convincing. At the time of them recording, it's real. They may not look at it like that. And I know for a fact some of my favourite performers, since that's the word used here, have a lot of doubt about themselves. And just don't think that they're doing good enough. And nothing you say. There's absolutely nothing you can say. I mean, you can tell them till you're blue in the face that they're amazing, they're the best thing ever, they're the best thing since sliced fucking bread. It never really sinks in. But if they can convince me that it's real, I can lose myself in the audio, which makes it so much better. I know I'm rambling. It's currently 7:15 in the morning. I have been up for many, 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 many hours. So I apologize. But yeah, just they have to have confidence in what they're saying. Or be able to fake it really well. Would you ever consider meeting someone from GWA? Yes. I would. There's a lot of people on here that I would love to go for a drink with. And that's, I'm not going to name everyone because I'll be here all fucking night. But I would love to just like rent out a room in a bar and just get everyone together. I think it would be a clusterfuck. I think it would be a good clusterfuck. And yeah, that sounds like a good time to me. Now, if someone were to write a script for just for me, what would it look like? It would look like words. No, it really depends. It would depend on the type of script. It would depend on whether it was written with me as the basis. For example, you physically can't write a boyfriend experience with me as the basis. I am a terrible boyfriend. I suck at it so hard. Literally, I am an abysmal boyfriend. I'm forgetful. I'm terrible. I'm out and out terrible. If it was a non-BFE, say it was MDOM, I would do really well, I think. But I never think I do well in AM audios. And today I have never listened to one. Well, that's a lie. I've listened to one, and that was when I was editing the eSpot for Miss E. I'd messed up a bit, so certain things on my end had to be removed, and it wouldn't be fair to ask her to do all the editing. That's just not fair. But that's the only thing I've ever recorded that I've actually listened to. So I have no idea if I do well on any of them, but I think an MDOM or something with a sadistic nature would work quite well for me. Other than GWA, what is your favourite NSFW subreddit? There's two I like, but for very different reasons, and one I like for the not safe for work aspect. The one I like for not safe for work aspect would be Gone Wild. All the Gone Wilds. Not just one, just like group them all together. That. And the other two would be Tip of My Penis, because it's interesting to see how the... Right, you've got a 2-second gif of a girl, not even the head, literally just a pair of tits, bounce once, that's your gif. And someone can tell you her fucking back catalogue, everything she's ever done. I actually find that quite impressive. And I wonder how the fuck. And the other one is, and I'm going to regret saying this one, not the... It is... Fuck, what's it called? I can't remember what it's called. You bastard. You bastard. I can't remember. I'm sorry. Clean out my head. Now, there's a bonus. Moan for us. My back hurts. The weather's shite. The mailman stole my money. Oh, the other kind of moan. That's all you're getting. Well, it's been brief. 14 minutes, which is a damn sight shorter than my usual 40 plus fucking submissions for questionnaires. But again, I have only done one. But I would like to thank GM Delphi for such a good questionnaire. Thank you. And goodbye.